Blog Talk Radio.
Truth. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence by the military-industrial complex.
Are the Bible's prophecies today's reality?
This could be the sign that signals the return of Christ.
World leaders are working behind the curtains.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. Secret societies, secret oaths, secret proceedings.
Now, get ready for an hour of truth that will make you think. We'll examine Bible prophecy and see how close we are to the return of Jesus Christ for His church.
You're in the zone. Politics, Israel, the Middle East, the revised European superstate,
and more, all in the zone. This is the Prophecy Zone with your host, Phil Armstrong.
Hosea, and the meaning of the fig tree is Israel. when Israel became a nation in 1948, it said that the generation will not pass. So from May 14, 1948 to May 14, 2018, the generation will be fulfilled. Now, here's where I'm going to can hopefully not confuse you. If the fall feast is to fulfill Jesus Christ's second coming, which is the Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of Yom Kippur, and the Feast of Tabernacles, those feasts will be the final feast. Now, the other four feasts have already been taken care of in the spring feast, Passover, First Fruits, so forth and so on. So, if this is the case, then the Jesus has to come back. The tribulation period has to end in October, September, October. Therefore, 1948 of May 14, 1948 to 2018 cannot work. You say why? Because it's in the spring. So what does that tell you? That generation has passed. I mean, well let me see. Let me say it this way. That's a 70-year generation, and it's going from May 14, 2000 to 2018. So the generation that, if that was the end of the tribulation period, it will be a spring feast that is ending on instead of a fall feast. And don't forget the spring feast have already been taken care of at Jesus' first coming. So the tribulation period has to end in the fall. It has to begin in the fall and end in the fall. If it begins, 7 year tribulation period begins as a fall feast, it will begin in September, no matter when it begins. And it will end in October. So if it begins in 2010 in September, it has to end in 2017. So the generation that it's talking about should not pass. That means that 2018 cannot be the end of May 14th cannot be the end of the tribulation period. It has to end in the fall. And I hope I didn't get anybody mixed up out there because I kept going and I tried to get, I almost got myself mixed up. But and what I'm trying to say is that it's impossible for 2011 to be the beginning of the tribulation period. Because if 2011 is the beginning of the tribulation period and it begins in October, then it will pass the generation, which is 70 years. Okay, well, you're begging, you're getting too deep into this. No? I'm trying to warn you people out there. I'm trying to warn people out there who listen to these archives that 2000. The reason why you're seeing the earthquakes and the reason why you're seeing the activities in the Middle East is because maybe the tribulation period is going to begin this year. Now, with that being said, if it begins in October of this year, then it has to end in October of 2017. Now, 1967 to 2017 is 50 years. The Jubilee ends at that point. It's a refreshing. It starts over again. And the Millennium Kingdom must start off of a Jubilee. So, with that being said, hopefully I ain't mixing anybody else out there, but the time that we're living in is very important, and the thought on the true church is going to increase. Now, a lot of people who are trying to get rich in this present age, and a lot of people who are believing in God as a sugar daddy, are going to be pretty much comfortable up until the time that Noah or, say, church goes into the ark. And people don't believe that there's not a rapture of the church, and I'm not here to talk about that on the show. But I am here to say that we better wake up and smell the coffee. And I hope I didn't mix anybody up out there, but the generation overlaps. So it's impossible for the for 2011 to be the start of the tribulation period. It's almost impossible because the it's not impossible, but May 1948 to 2018 of May 14th you can't go past that. But you can, and it says if given any strength, it'll be 80 years. Well, could be. Maybe I'm wrong, but I don't see so. Could be. But if it goes from, if it starts in 2011 of October, and it goes to 2018 of October, then it's just past the generation. It says this past generation shall not pass. So it behooves people out there to get it right with God. Because time is short. Very short. It could be months away. Now, there is a sign on the times of off. There's an eclipse that God has put up there for a sign in 2010. Sometime in the beginning of July. So World War III to break out at that time. Or, and I also believe that there's going to be a terrorist attack in America. And there's a lot of proof to that issue. Now, we have an article here that says that Iran warships set sail for Gulf of Eden. It says that Iran has set a naval battle group to international waters, including the Gulf of Eden, to confront threats of countries' shipping lanes, which we know that that's not the reason why they're doing it. It says, according to the announcement by the country's naval forces, the group was dispatched to the Gulf of Eden and the North Indian Ocean to combat the unnamed phenomena of piracy. Now, you know, doggone, that's not what it's for. Piracy. Okay. And another story, Putin says that Iran's nuke plant should be online by summer. Now, is Israel going to go and hit that nuke plant? Now, here's the thing that troubles me. Israel has already hit Syria's nuke plant before and has already hit Iran's and already hit Iraq, and nobody did anything. Do you suppose Israel is going to think this again and hit it again and this time it's going to start a chain reaction? I think so. Now, had they not hit the Syria, because they did that last year, had they not hit the Syria reactor, then I would probably be saying, well, they might do it, they might not. But I think they're going to do it. They're just waiting for the stars to line up, and I don't mean that literally. I think it's very important that we keep an eye on the Middle East. It's not only important, but it's time for us to get off our tail and go out and preach. Go talk to your relatives. You don't have to pay for airtime. It's free. Go and talk to your relatives about Jesus. Don't be ashamed of the gospel. What did Paul say in Romans chapter 1, verse 16? I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God unto salvation. It is that gospel is ready to save us. That gospel is ready to take us. Imagine this, folks. When we think of the rapture, for those who believe in the rapture, I believe deeply in the rapture. And it strikes me up how people try to change my mind. I will not change my mind on the rapture of the church. Because if I'm wrong, I get my feelings hurt and I cry. But if I'm right, praise God. So what do you have to lose? I mean, well, because you're scared we're going to have our feelings hurt, we got to go into the tribulation period? That's fine with me. I mean, heck. But the Bible never told the church to look for the Antichrist. It never did. And that's beside the point. We're told to look for Jesus Christ, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're not even told to look for the Antichrist. What is he going to do for us? Well, he's going to keep us in shape because we're going to have to run away from. What does the Bible say? It says you're running from it's like running from a bear, and then you run in the house, and then put your head on the wall, and you're tired, huffing and puffing, and next thing you know, a spider, a tarantula is falling on you. Then you run somewhere else, and next thing you know, a snake is there. And I don't think people realize the fact. I think people think that the tribulation period is going to be all that peaches and cream. I don't think so. I think it's going to be rough. Tardy. It's going to be Louisiana, Hurricane Katrina all over the place. In every place. It's something going to be about 10 times worse. You know, we have to keep that in mind. Okay, here's another article from Paul Craig Roberts. It's expected false flag attack to precede Iraq's Iran invasion. So, what some of these guys are saying in the conspiracy realm, and even Bible prophecy teaches, we're expecting some type of a terrorist attack. I believe that there will be one. Now, Gerald Salute is one of the best forecasters, and I'll read this article from Paul Carey Roberts in a minute, but Gerald Salute is one of the best forecasters, and he's saying that he's predicting that there will be a terrorist attack along with Paul Carey Roberts. Now, here's an article from Paul Carey Roberts. It's according to news reports, the U.S. military is shipping bunker busters bombs to the U.S. Air Force Base at Diego Garcia of Indian Ocean. The Herald Scotland reports that experts say the bombs are being assembled for an attack on Iran's nuclear facility. Now, sometimes what you hear on CNN and all these other operations, Fox, is not really what you're getting. And these guys will look you dead in the face and not really tell you that Obama wants to go after Iran. See, it's all politics. It's politics. It's not something where Obama says, oh, I love for, you know, we can let's all get along to the Islamic nation. And then next thing you know, he's blind bombing them. Well, if his approval ratings are low enough, for all we know, we'd never know if he's sitting, President Obama is saying to us that he wants, you know, he's going over to these Islamic nations singing Kumbaya. We'd never know if he really wants to destroy them, because that's what the Antichrist is doing. He's signing covenants and things like that, and he's trying to destroy the Jewish people. So we don't know. Well, anyway, it says the newspaper quoted Dan Kurtz, director of Central for International Studies and Diplomacy at the University of London, they are gearing up totally for destruction of Iran. Now, the book of Ezekiel talks about a war that will come, an invasion of Israel, actually, that will have Iran with it. Now, the Bible talks about Russia will come down with a confederation to protect those that they are with. And that means that Iran was a target. It's just like a big bully at school. And then another bully helps out a kid, and he comes with them, and they all fight. And the kid helps out. Well, it's the same thing with Iran. Iran is going to be hit by somebody, and then Russia joins in. But the Bible talks about it in Ezekiel 38:39 that God will send fire upon the coastland, those who dwell carelessly. Who is he talking about? Well, United States citizens, for one, are very arrogant when I talk to them. Not everybody. I'm not saying everybody. Come on. But I'm saying a lot of people who I talk to And can you blame them? He said, what are you talking about? Well, think about it. Nothing has happened to us besides 9/11. I mean, you got a president shot, you know, a couple wars, Pearl Harbor. But think about it. Nothing's happened where we should we worry? I mean, you know, should we become complacent? Said, no. Yeah, you're right. No, we should become complacent, but we are. Let me finish this article, and then I keep talking. As Iran and its leadership have already been demonized, the false flag attack will surface to obtain U.S. and European public support for bombing Iran. Now, I believe that the false flag attack will be a nuclear bomb going off in a major city. I'll say it again. I believe that we will experience a neutron bomb going off in a major city. Now, before we go off, I want to explain something to y'all. Take a cone. You know those cones when you used to put oil into your car and lay it on its side and draw a picture of that on a piece of paper. Okay, the pointed end is where Jesus will come back at. The wide end is where we at now. Now, if this was the year, things will happen at accelerated speed. When you see a drag racer come out of the pit, he comes out sort of slow, but he ends up super fast. Well, the birth pains are the same way. And I believe if this is the year or whatever year it falls on, the fall feast will be what we're looking at. So whenever Jesus gets ready to come back for his church, and yes, I'm a rapture person, or whenever the tribulation period starts, some things will start to happen around April, May, or June, or July. And then they will accelerate through September and October. And then the seven-year tribulation period will start. He said, how do you know that? Because the Bible talks about birth pain. It talks about the accelerated factor. Look at Lot and how fast he had to get out of the city. Look at Noah when he got on the ark. And next thing you know, the people were probably, and then the Bible didn't say it, the people were probably hanging off the boat and knocking on the boat, help us, help us. But it came quick. It's going to come at an accelerated speed. But to some people, it's going to seem slow. Because keep in mind, from April to September, regardless of what happens, will seem slow, but a lot of things could transpire at that time period, which at the same time is accelerating. It's still going to be quick because there's a lot of things happening in that time period. I think what's going to happen is the church, there's going to be a lot of people who believe that there is no rapture, is going to be saying, see, we told you. And they could even come to a point where Obama or some leader signs a peace deal that's not the 7 years. And it's the number seven is nowhere in sight. Oh, Obama's the redemption price. No, he's not. The covenant, the thing that he signed is not, they don't have a time period on it. To be determined. When is this thing over? To be determined. Or 2 years or 3 years. So he signs this deal. Or this covenant. See, the Antichrist comes to confirm or strengthen a covenant. Look, folks, it is time for us to really analyze our relationship with Jesus. He came and died on the cross for you. We're all sinners, and we fall short of the glory of God. The only way we can get back to God the Father is to accept Jesus Christ. The Word of God in Revelation 3:20. Jesus is speaking. He says, I stand at the door and knock. If anybody will open up, I will come in. Well, we need to ask God to come into our lives and wine and dine with us. Because time is short. And if we do not turn as a nation, we're going to fall as a nation. And many souls will be lost as individuals. Quit following the herd. The herd just wants to sit up and eat bun buns and watch American Idol, which I like American Idol. But if we don't get God into our hearts, we will be left behind. We have to, folks, we have to ask Jesus to be our Lord and Savior. We must do what he wants us to do in these last few weeks, months, or maybe a year. But like I said earlier, it's impossible to be 2011. Because why can't it be 2012, 13, 14, 15, 16? Because the generation, unless the generation is 80 years, that'll take us to 28. So we really need to think about this, folks. I don't think it's going that far. Do you think Israel is going to wait 2018 to strike these people in 2017? I don't think so. I don't think so. God is good, folks. He is very slow to anger. And he is not slack concerning his promises, like some man count slack. But it's long suffering. He's waiting to the fullness of the Gentiles come in. When that last Gentile come in, he will shut the door of the ark. I want to be ready, folks. And I want y'all to be ready. I know probably nobody's listening to this program because I really didn't advertise it. But starting now on Sundays, we're going to be coming on at 8 o'clock. I'm going to be on for an hour and a half. And then we're going to go back to 7 o'clock a little bit later. But I pray for everybody out there. Lord Jesus, touch your hearts, minds, and souls. Use us, God, that we may win souls. So technically, we don't win souls. Jesus wins souls. We just instruments to be used for the pleasure of the King. Jesus is good. Don't let anybody ever tell you that God is not good, because he is that good. He is really that good. So on the next show, hopefully I'm going to have a guest or two talking about various subjects. So hopefully I can get Phoenix over here, because he's Phoenix from the Watchmen Chronicles to join us and let us talk about Mark of the Beast. And also, I'm going to keep the other guests quiet because I don't know when she's going to come on, but I'm looking forward to having Faith for the King James on here. That'll be a wonderful treat to talk about the Word of God. And but I want everybody just to keep your eyes on Jesus. We got to. These days, we're living in the last days. Up the air. Go out in your front yard or your back deck at nighttime when everybody's asleep and breathe the air. Enjoy the peace while we can, folks. You go to a barbecue, you get invited to a barbecue, enjoy. Enjoy. When you're at school, enjoy. Even when you're watching a good program on the Super Tube, enjoy. Because you never know from the last time we can enjoy. Never take anything for granted. That's easy to do. Very easy to do. I think a lot of Americans are taking things for granted. My objective is when I die to wake up in heaven, not in hell. And I would love that to be your objective. Don't slip out into eternity without Jesus. Make him your savior tonight. And God be with y'all. God bless.